Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand new episode of Media FA. Today, I am alone. Today, I'll be discussing the trailer for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. So, let's welcome 2024. This is our first episode of 2024. So, sorry for kind of leaving it off of such a weird episode, and also the episode compilations for May, which were a bit late this last month, but yeah. Well, technically last year. I'm not funny. Our first episode of 2024, covering something that's releasing this year. That's weird to say, it's coming out this year, but yes, we are. It is, of course, 2024. In the coming days, as soon as, after tomorrow, we will be having our third year anniversary, which is very exciting. It is something I wouldn't think would have happened. I didn't think we would have 3 years under our belts, technically four, because we started in... This is our fourth year uploading episodes, but it's our third year of being a thing. So 33 is in our, third anniversary. Let's see what 2024 has in store for us. So, without further ado, let's begin. So, Godzilla X Kong is the next movie in the MonsterVerse, which is also a bit weird to say. The MonsterVerse was thought to have finished with Godzilla vs. Kong, but as we see here, we actually got more things last year than we've gotten in the MonsterVerse in, like, I don't even know, since the pandemic started, I don't know. We got more stuff last year from the MonsterVerse, which is still going on, by the way. This Friday is the penultimate episode of Monogazia Monsters, and in June of last year, which you might not remember, Skull Island released, so yeah. And now we are getting this new movie, and also what I was going to say is that in the last 5 years, I would say, from last year, we've gotten an equal amount of content from the MonsterVerse that we have 5 years prior. So because 5 years prior, we only had, it was 2018 in 2023. And then after that, we got 2019, we got Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And then in 2021, Godzilla vs. Kong. Span of 5 years. And then in 2023, we had an equal amount of that. And now this year, we're getting much more of it. Much more MonsterVerse. So yeah, we're gonna see how the MonsterVerse ends. Not ends, but continues. But first, we gotta talk about the trailer. So, let's start off with the speculation for Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. How does it continue from Godzilla vs. Kong? It's a very interesting question. But before this movie came out, before this trailer came out, I was actually against the idea of a Godzilla vs. Kong sequel. I didn't want them to be in a movie together again this soon. Which might sound a bit weird, but I didn't want them. I wanted them to grow separately first and then do something. I know we already had the team up, but yeah. In Godzilla vs. Kong. But we now have this movie, which is the team up of that, a continuation. And honestly, when it was first revealed that we were getting a sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong, like, what? Why are they gonna fight again? And well, they're not fighting again, but they are teaming up, which is kind of expected, actually. So yeah. So I'm guessing it'll be much more set in the future, a little bit a few years after the events Godzilla vs. Kong. I think maybe. I don't know. But yeah, a few years after the event of Godzilla vs. Kong, and because we see like a bunch of like more technologically advanced things from Monarch, so I'm guessing that's why it's I'm guessing it's gonna be set in the future because there's that. So yeah, I'm guessing we'll see. Obviously, we'll see what Kong has been up to in whatever time period we've passed from Godzilla vs. Kong to this one in the Hollow. We'll see what he's been up to in the Hollow Earth. So yeah, seems exciting. We get, but I don't know if they'll continue with the storyline. I don't think Godzilla vs. Kong had the most interesting storylines, to be frank, in the MonsterVerse. It was much more of a movie made to just give you the kaiju action, which is kind of what we're here for, but I don't want to sound like somebody that isn't a kaiju fan. The critics that criticized Godzilla Kill the Monsters, but I feel like maybe something to actually maybe care a little about the human characters would be nice. I like that we're seeing characters return for this movie, like Brian Tyree Henry's character, which I completely forgot his name. And, what was his fucking name? I forgot her name, but like the scientist that works with Kong in the last movie. Well, we're gonna see her, Rebecca Hall's character, that's the actress's name. So, yeah, we're gonna see her again, and Gia's coming back, too. Interestingly enough, Millie Bobby Brown, what's his name? I keep forgetting this guy's name. Fuck, okay. Let's hope. And Kyle Chandler. Kyle Chandler's character is not coming back, it seems, which is kind of sad. I actually really like Mark Russell as a character. Not just because of the Twitter account that says he's Mark Russell and just hates Godzilla. That's actually a pretty funny account. If you like Godzilla, I would highly advise you to go to that account and follow them. They're pretty awesome. But aside from that, he's not returning. Millie Bobby Brown's not returning. I forgot his name. I'm really bad with actors' names. That is frightening. I am very bad with actors' names. Yeah, we're not gonna see. I think his name is Alexander Skarsgård. No, is that the dad? No, that's like Bill Skarsgård. No, wait. No, it's Alexander Skarsgård's dad. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. No, wait. Here it is. Okay, so we're not gonna see Alexander Skarsgård's character. We're not gonna see Julian Dennison's character. But we are gonna see Rebecca Hall. They're gonna come back. These characters, and we're gonna have a new character, which is being played by He's being played by Dan Stevens. His name is Trapper, apparently. Okay. So, yeah, that's cool. We're gonna see these characters back. I was kind of hoping that we'd see the kind of everyone come back, but apparently, it seems here that Millie Bobby Brown couldn't come back. I'm pretty sure. I don't know what happened, but they couldn't come back. So yeah. It's kind of sad. I got people like to kind of see the characters have some more continuity with Monarch and all that, but eh, whatever. It's fine. But yeah, no, it seems like it will continue on from what Godzilla vs. Kong left off. And yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this goes on, how they continue on the story. So yeah, next up is what's up with the Hollow Earth people? Yeah, this is something that's really confused me. The Hollow Earth hasn't been very explored in the MonsterVerse. We do have the Hollow Earth. We have the Hollow Earth in Godzilla King of the Monsters. It's kind of brushed aside, to be honest. It's not really there. It's not really there for much much of the movie. It's much more prevalent in Godzilla vs. Kong. And we are getting the whole thing about how they discovered the Hollow Earth. And we also heard about it in Kong Skull Island. But now we're getting the whole thing about the Hollow Earth and we got the whole lore about the Hollow Earth thanks to Godzilla vs. Kong, and now we're seeing it more in Godzilla. It's Godzilla vs. Kong, the new empire. I'm gonna call it the new empire. Godzilla vs. Kong. I'm gonna switch around probably. So, I don't know. And what I mean by the Hollow Earth people, I don't mean the Kong species that are living here. I'm talking about the people that live in the Hollow Earth. I find that really unlikely, knowing what the Hollow Earth has in it. I would find it very unlikely that some people could live here. I'm gonna guess that they are not entirely, they're not native to the Hollow Earth. I know, big shocker, but I don't think that they came from the Hollow. I don't think they've been on the Hollow Earth for a prolonged period of time. I'm gonna guess that they were the people from Skull Island that, after the destruction of Skull Island in that we were shown in Godzilla vs. Kong, they knew of the Hollow Earth entry points in Skull Island and went through them. And they're here in the Hollow Earth for however long they've been here, and they've sort of and they've restarted the civilization, and now they live in the Hollow Earth because they're used to Kaiju and all that. Well, how they say it in the MonsterVerse, the Titans. So I'm guessing that's what's up. I'm guessing that's who these people are. They may not be. There might be some new, different species, not species, but type of people that just live in the Hollow Earth. I might be buying the money, I might not be, I genuinely don't know. But yeah, I'm interested to see how to develop this. They might go that route, they might not. I genuinely don't know. But I'm pretty excited to see if they develop these people. It's probably gonna be a very big part of the whole movie. But I'm gonna guess that it's probably gonna be slightly developed. I've heard apparent rumors that Godzilla vs. Kong New Empire is less than, again, like Godzilla vs. Kong, less than 2 hours in length. So I don't know what how they're gonna develop all these things in that amount of time. But yeah, maybe they will develop everything in nicely and it will all flow well, but I'm not gonna guess that because of this thing. So not the next things, but the things we're gonna talk about later. So next up is, how does Godzilla's evolution work, and does it contain the spiral heat ray? So Godzilla's new evolution in this movie, he gains pink spikes, which I'm gonna talk about later, but reminds me of Godzilla Millennium. The Godzilla Millennium design, from Godzilla Millennium, or 2000 Millennium, and Godzilla vs. Megaguirus. Because they both use the same suit, or like very similar things. But it reminds me of that incarnation, and that one doesn't have the spiral heat ray, but that one does have an orange atomic breath. Which is sort of what we have here. This time it's a pink atomic breath, which goes with its spikes. So, since Burning Godzilla, which is where the spiral heat ray originated in the Heisei movies for Godzilla, and this new iteration of Burning Godzilla did not have it. Yes, there's a Burning Godzilla in the MonsterVerse, and it's the one from Godzilla King of the Monsters. I know, I don't think it should be called Burning Godzilla. At first I was like, yeah, that's Burning Godzilla. That has to be Burning Godzilla. But now I'm like, it's kind of not Burning Godzilla. It's so tacked on at the end that I feel like they just had it so Godzilla could beat King Ghidorah feasibly and still put up, like, still be on the same power level as Kong for next movie. Because if Godzilla retained Burning Godzilla status, because this Burning Godzilla status pretty much doesn't have a drawback. In fact, this Burning Godzilla status halters what was supposed to happen with Burning Godzilla, because if you guys don't, I don't know if you guys remember, but King of the Monsters wasn't really the much watched movie in the MonsterVerse, but Godzilla, after the nuke, after Serizawa blew up a nuke in his face, he was gonna go thermonuclear, and then Mothra gave Godzilla her energy, and Godzilla just, and Godzilla, that's what turned Godzilla into Burning Godzilla. So I'm guessing that wasn't even supposed, like, it's not something that's, it's detrimental to him. It's actually beneficial. So I'm guessing that if Godzilla had retained the Burning Godzilla status, Kong would be screwed. Because Burning Godzilla evaporated King Ghidorah. Like, he decimated, de-atomized him. It was great. I said, like, completely different things at that point. You get the point. He's gone. The only thing that remained from King Ghidorah was also pretty dead. Pretty dead. But yeah. So, I'm interested to see how this works. Maybe not. I'm guessing we're gonna get the spiral heat ray of the MonsterVerse in this iteration. But I can see when Godzilla uses his atomic breath in the trailer, I can see that kind of a spiral pattern. So, maybe we're gonna get spiral heat ray, and this is what this is. This is the spiral heat ray Godzilla of the MonsterVerse. But I don't know. I'm gonna guess that's what it's gonna be, but I don't know. So, next up, how is Scar King a threat to Godzilla? Now, the main villain of the movie is the Scar King, an evil Kong. It is an evil Kong that rules over other Kongs in the Hollow Earth.
And he is the main bad guy of the movie. He is super strong. Don't mess with him. What I'm gonna guess is, why is this guy a threat to Godzilla? How is a big monkey, which we've already seen Kong being and Kong getting, not a base form Godzilla, because Godzilla in 2014 was actually weakened by the Mudos. Then in Godzilla 2019, we see him much more in his normal, what would be his normal state. And at this point, and obviously burning Godzilla, blah, blah, blah. And then Godzilla vs. Kong is him on his normal state, kind of pushing the boundaries of his normal state against Kong. So now we see Godzilla in an evolved state, and Godzilla, normal Godzilla, beat the shit out of Kong, like, hard. There's no wrapping your head around it. Kong lost Godzilla vs. Kong. It was over before it began. Sure, he laid the smack down on Mechagodzilla, but he wouldn't have. I'm gonna repeat with you. He wouldn't have beaten Mechagodzilla if it wasn't for Godzilla too. So I'm counting to win for both of them, but it's not counting towards the final score of Godzilla vs. Kong. Godzilla won, definitely. The winner of the fight is Godzilla. Duh. So, yeah. So, thing is, how is Scar King a threat to Godzilla? So, not even that. How is he a threat to fucking Kong? Kong still has the axe. We see him with the axe. Does he lose the axe in the movie? Does he just lose the axe in the movie? Is that what's going to happen? Because we don't see him with the axe later in the trailer. And that would be kind of a useful weapon with Godzilla. And also, kind of interesting thing. I would love to see how the axe reacts to Godzilla's evolved form. Will it just absorb the energy and become stronger? Because using one of Godzilla's, I guess, like, a base form Godzilla's normal spikes. It's not using the spikes of this, I guess we can call it the scar tissue, dorsal plates. Because if you guys don't know, this has not been proven non-canon. But maybe that has happened? Because we do see in Godzilla Inc. Modern Legacy of Monsters, which is kind of spoilers, we do see him in flashbacks with the Godzilla 2014 design, and then when Godzilla pops up in the series, we see him with the 2019 design, which has become the pretty much de facto design for Godzilla in this series. But yeah, Godzilla 2019 is like one of the best Godzilla designs, I gotta say. But yeah, we see him. So it's made by the natural spikes of Godzilla. That's what it's generally like. That's what it looks like. That's what the ass looks like. It's using one of the naturally formed spikes of Godzilla, and the spikes that Godzilla has now are the scar tissue spikes, dorsal plates. That's what I'm gonna call them. But you know, they're just technically the same thing. But now in the new design, they are pink and they are different. They are apparently what they look like under the I guess the keratin that he has. I'm guessing it's not keratin, but you know what, the spikes look underneath because they're all exposed, which doesn't really make sense why they're pink, whatever, and why the atomic breath turns pink, and why they're pink. I'm gonna guess it's just an evolve, like it's just that step of evolution. So yeah, what I'm trying to say is Godzilla is souped up in this movie, and Scar King is a monkey. So I'm putting it up here, Godzilla could probably solo Scar King. I don't think Scar King's gonna be a threat to Godzilla, and I'm wondering how they're gonna do that. Because he just left to Kong, but he's not a threat to Godzilla. So I wonder how they're going to manage to make Storm King a threat to Godzilla. I don't know if he's going to steal the axe and that's how he's going to be a threat. He's just going to have the axe and a bunch of different Kongs going to beat up Godzilla, whatever, but I don't know. So my last point is the thing that I think everybody would love to happen in the MonsterVerse sometime soon. Will any old monsters join the roster? And I'm talking about old monsters. I'm talking about Toho monsters. Not just old monsters. Toho monsters specifically. So, obviously, the big five have made it to the MonsterVerse. Godzilla, King Ghidorah, Mothra, Rodan, and Mechagodzilla. They're in here. And so, what's next? What's logically next? I'm gonna say if we're gonna see any more monsters, they're gonna be Showa era monsters that have also appeared in different types of media. I have multiple appearances in multiple movies. So, nothing like, I guess nothing like Titanosaurus or Megalon. We're definitely not gonna see those. Those are 70s, but yeah. And I'm also gonna discount like Hedora and fucking Ibira. Ibira, Kamakura. I can see Kamakura and Kumonga making it. I don't think Legendary would shell the money for Kumonga and Kamakura. That's not happening. What I do see happening are monsters like Anguirus, Gigan, Manda. Like monsters that I guess makes sense and are fan favorite. I don't know about Manda being a fan favorite, but yeah. I'm going to straight up guess that we're not going to see like those obscure monsters like Ibira and Hedora and fucking Kamibus, fucking dead corpse in Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, or was it, I think, Tokyo Celeste, actually. I think it was Tokyo Celeste. We're not gonna see those monsters. We're not gonna see Batra anytime soon, unless it's gonna be a Mothra movie. We're probably not gonna see like Destoroyah or Space Godzilla. But Biollante seems a bit likely. I know that Michael Dougherty wanted Gigan and Biollante in if he had the chance to put them in, he would have put in Gigan and Biollante in King of the Monsters, but. So they might be next, but I'm gonna guess like, if I'm gonna guess officially, I'm putting my money on the ones that are returning are, because Michael Dougherty wanted it, Gigan and Biollante, and then because it's been hinted at already, Anguirus. And maybe, I guess maybe some monsters that appear in Millennium too, just maybe, but I don't know if they're gonna appear in this movie. I don't think so. They don't seem like that. We're never gonna see fucking Gabber again. It's been replaced with Solunga, which I refuse to accept all those new kaiju that Singular Point had as like not iterations of previous kaiju. Why they didn't do that in the first place, I don't know. Why didn't you just have these monsters be new versions of these of old monsters instead of having them be new monsters with old designs? That makes no sense, but whatever. Like, I saw a single point that's fucking like Kumonga, but Kumonga splits with three different fucking monsters that make no sense. I don't like it. I don't like that. It is bad. And also, like, we have, like, Titanosaurus, Varan, and the Gorosaurus design remade to fucking Godzilla. That sucks so much. That is straight ass. But, you know, but I'm also not opposed to seeing King of the Monsters come back. You know, Mothra, Rodan specifically, those two specifically. I don't see Ghidorah and Mechagodzilla coming back. They're pretty dead, I think. But yeah, no. Those are, I feel like they could come back, but yeah. those are most likely to come back. I'm pretty sure that Legendary still has a license for Mothra, Rodan, all those monsters. So, yeah. But I don't know. I don't think we'll see any old Toho monsters come back. I was kind of hoping we get more of them in more Glacium monsters, but we're not gonna get them in Glacium monsters. We are not getting those. We're not getting like. They had the perfect chance of having a gear show up in Legacy of Monsters, and they didn't. I guess I think it's too expensive for them. fuck. Anyways, so next time I was like talking about Legacy of Monsters. Will any elements from Legacy of Monsters be included? We know that apparently that Legacy of Monsters will have things tying into the movies. We know that. That's gonna happen. But we don't know in what extent, and we don't know if it's going to be this soon in the movies. We know that Legacy of Monsters has things tying into the MonsterVerse, not Godzilla's Kong, but into the MonsterVerse in general. It's tying together Godzilla 2014 and Kong Skull Island. It's tying them together. We see Apex, again, spoilers for Legacy of Monsters, We see, like, Sandra Bullock's sister, which I actually fucking didn't know that until someone said it to me. Which is the or not Sandra Bullock. That's an actress. Sandra Brody. God damn. I'm pretty sure Sandra Bullock's an actress. Sandra Brody's sister. Fucking hell. I don't fucking remember these characters' names. I don't remember Bryan Cranston's character name. Also, what a fucking weird character actor waste. Fucking Bryan Cranston. You have Bryan Cranston. You have Alexander Skarsgård in one universe. Like, these characters all exist and they're like, yeah, you have Elizabeth Olsen, Aaron Taylor Johnson in the first movie, fucking a year before they became Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. It's so weird. But yeah, no, that was a weird movie. I'm here on that's what I was thinking of looking through it. I was like, Kumunga, Hanegas, and Bunga. What the fuck are those? And Gears. Like, the only ones that are recognizable are Godzilla, the Jaguar, Rodan, Gears, Manda, which fucking doesn't look like Manda, Mothra. Apparently Meganulon was in the show and I never fucking noticed. I was like, what the fuck is I didn't even know Meganulon was in the show. And apparently it is, and I just didn't know. Anyways, yeah. Fucking orthogonal diagonalizer. Fuck that thing. Yeah, any elements for Legacy Monsters? I think so. I think we're gonna see things for Legacy Monsters, but we gotta have to see how the series wraps up before we make that assumption. We are currently, before this, currently, we are the ninth and tenth episode haven't aired. So we'll see. We're gonna go into the Hollow Earth. We're gonna see how this ends. We are still waiting to see how the Iron Dragon fight goes on, but yeah. So next up, aside from speculation, let's talk about the monster design changes. So Godzilla and Kong have gone through some redesigns in this movie. Of course, I've talked about the Godzilla redesign, which is now pink. Which I think it doesn't look bad, but I'm honestly indecisive about the fact that he is now skinnier. He looks a bit unrealistic, and his arms are longer, which whatever, right? And he now has those elbow spikes, which look dumb. I don't like the elbow spikes. You can just stab himself. And Kong, I actually quite like Kong's new design. He looks aged, which is something that I feel like is pretty cool and kind of hints that maybe it takes place quite a bit after Godzilla vs. Kong. I don't know how old Kong is. He's apparently a teenager in Kong Skull Island. So maybe he's now like, he's probably, I don't know, 40s in Godzilla vs. Kong, and now maybe he's in his 50s in Godzilla it's Kong. Maybe. I don't know. He looks older. He's definitely older. And he's apparently getting a brace. When I first saw the trailer, I thought it was a metal arm. I thought he was gonna get Yang Shao Longed, fucking just Scar King grabbing the axe and chopping his hand off. Again, no, we're gonna see him like again. We're gonna see him like just like Kong fly up, you know. With the axe, this movie's fucking gonna be going trying to get the axe out of Star King's way. Star King grabs it and cuts it off, fucking Adam Torres style. That's gonna happen, but no, it's a brace. We see Kong's metal, not metal, but we see Kong's hand. When I first saw the trailer, when I first saw the metal hand, they're not fucking doing Pacific Rim. That's not happening. They're not doing a mecha. An actual... You know what? I want a fucking mecha in the monsters. I want a mecha. I want a mecha, and I want it to be either Jet Dragon or Morgera. Or something new. Fuck it. Like, just make it in the style of... like Pacific Rim, and reboot Pacific Rim and make it the MonsterVerse. Just, I love it. You have the best, just the best thing to just adapt Pacific Rim. You have the Hollow Earth. You can say that the kaiju come from the Hollow Earth, and they're different, but I mean Godzilla is different. He's not exactly Godzilla how he was originated in his appearance. So just fucking just make it. Give me a mecha. Just give me a mecha. You know what? I'd honestly shit bricks if Ultraman was in this, but he's not gonna be in here. He's not gonna be in the MonsterVerse. I love a mecha, like a full-on, maybe original, maybe not original mecha in the MonsterVerse. That'd be so cool. But yeah, no. Kong is getting a hand. He's getting a brace, which I'm guessing he's gonna get injured. Well, obviously he's gonna get injured in the first fight with Scar King, which will set him up as being a threat. And then it's like, oh, Kong can't do it alone, so now he needs Godzilla. I mean, that's when the movie starts getting good. I'm sorry, but I just don't like the Kong side of the movies. It's just, I don't know, it's never really appealing to me as much as Big Lizard with Laser, just monkey. I like my giant lizard with Laser. I think a little too much. I look and I see to my side, I have three Godzilla figures, four, actually five, and a statue over there. It's too much. But yeah, no. Next up, I want to talk about something like I was kind of joking about earlier with the whole Adam Torres fucking Scar King chopping Kong's arm off like Adam did with Yang. This movie looks bonkers, and everyone said it that this movie reminds them of Showa movies, and that I have mixed feelings about. Now, it could turn out great. I'm guessing it's not gonna turn out great. I'm guessing it's gonna get a fucking 30% of Rotten Tomatoes. Just putting it out there. It's this movie, if you don't view it as just, I'm guessing it is literally made just to entertain. It's not made to do anything else after that. It's just gonna be made to entertain. So, yeah. I don't think we're gonna get a movie that really pushes the boundaries of the medium. It's not gonna be that. It's gonna be a dumb fun, to me, a dumb fun movie to just a popcorn fucking. You're gonna sit there, dumb fun, munching on popcorn, watching giant monsters fight. That's what the movie's gonna be. That's what Godzilla vs. Kong was. But it was a bit low key with that a little. I would say they still have some interest. They still had some humans in it, and apparently this movie's gonna be a bit longer, just the tiniest bit longer than Godzilla vs. Kong. So maybe we'll see something cool. But I don't. But to me, this movie does remind me a lot of Showa era movies, and in general, that's not really a problem. I don't care that we're gonna get goofier, much more. I guess action-oriented movies. We can leave the super deep movies, the ones with kind of experimental side of Godzilla. We can leave that to Japan. We can leave that to Japan. You know, they had Shin Godzilla, you had the Yavo anime trilogy, and they had Singular Point. They can deal with experimental Godzilla, and Nails at minus one, just much more of a turn to form, actually, just I don't know what's going on. Godzilla was, oh yeah, minus one, but it's much more of a turn to form than an experimental movie. I guess it's an experimental movie in the sense that it's not something like Godzilla's been for quite a while. Wait, the style of Monsterverse has a certain style that it's realistic to a degree, but it's realistic, and that's something that's been lost over time. Godzilla 2014 really laid it out for us. Kong Skyland kept it, Kill the Monsters, played around with it. Godzilla vs. Kong started to fucking started to pry out its walls, and here comes the new empire, and Falcon punches the entire wall and just decimates the whole style. It is the style of the MonsterVerse is gone, and that's kind of what I feel like that part of the MonsterVerse is what made it so unique, that it was taken to a degree. It wasn't fully jumping the shark, but I feel like now we are officially jumping the shark, and I don't know how to feel about it. It's something that's really weird to me. I'm not sure how to handle it. We're going to have to see how the movie plays out before I give out any sort of criticisms about the style and how it fits. But we'll see if it sticks. Because maybe it won't. Maybe it will. Who knows? But yeah, no. I am very excited for this movie. I am a big fan of Godzilla and a big fan of the MonsterVerse. So I'm obviously pretty excited. We're obviously going to cover it on the podcast. So yeah. Tell me what you guys think of the Godzilla new Godzilla X Kong the New Empire trailer. Leave in the comments below. Follow us on Media Fae on Spotify at D Entertainment on YouTube. And for our Twitters, it is at @media_Fae, at D8 Entertainment with the E at the end. And go subscribe to the Media Fae bonus channel at Media Fae YT. That's up for me. It's at @MercurySCheese on Twitter, MercurySC on YouTube. And finally, Mercury Sea Cheese on Twitch. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.